Green.
You're listening to the original Hollywood Swinger. What you got to say? James St. James. The real Jimmy Hollywood.
And he's brought to you this morning by Woof Pet Wellness Resort in Woodstock, providing pet care services in a healthy, stimulating, and positive environment. Sit, stay, play. Happy Wednesday, Jimmy Hollywood.
Right back at you, Danny boy. Hope you're having a good one.
Yeah, it's great. Great to have you on board. It always feels good on a Wednesday.
Well, listen, I'm looking at my calendar here. You know, Marcy, somebody has a birthday coming up.
I do, and it's a big one, Jimmy. I'm going to be 30.
I'm not talking about you.
Mine's first is what he's saying.
Oops, sorry, Dan. Yeah. That's awkward.
Hers is about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks after mine.
I'm sorry, Marcy.
No, it's okay. I'm embarrassed.
I'm looking at you're May 9th, and yeah. Danny is the 28th.
That's
yes.
Right.
Sorry, Dan.
but I'm glad you got two weeks to prepare for yours, Marcy. That's a major.
I'm aware.
There's a big event happening.
That's
for
why
her.
It's kind of hanging over my head.
Well, for Danny, I mean, he, 40? 40 is tough for him, too.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. I thank you, Jimmy.
Okay. All right. What are we talking about?
So, Jimmy, we just found out that Woodstock might be getting a Taco Bell. So we're asking our listeners what are their thoughts on us getting a Taco Bell and if maybe there's another restaurant they would like us to get.
Wow. I like Taco Bell.
Yeah.
But my thought with Taco Bell, they take basically the same thing and they come up with 50 different ways to serve.
Absolutely. Okay. Tacos,
But I like it. I like Taco Bell.
Yeah, I do,
my
too.
My favorite is Arby's.
Oh, that's a really popular answer this morning because we don't have an Arby's in Woodstock.
No, we don't here.
Yeah. Oh, they're good. Arby's. Another one that we don't have out here that I really enjoyed back in Michigan, A&W.
Yeah, so we have an A&W here in Woodstock, but I've heard that the Canadian A&Ws are different than the American ones.
Yeah, because A&W in America, hot dogs.
Yeah,
I don't think they have them here.
Yeah, I don't think they do. We used to have the drive-in style, too, here, but not any longer. Yeah.
Well, in Detroit, of course, the chili dogs are...
That would
really
be big, yeah.
Yeah, huge.
Oh, that's a big deal there.
Absolutely.
If you ever go to Detroit, you go to American, not Lafayette. You go to American. Take it from me.
Will do.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Okay, a lot to talk about. We're going to start with Billie Eilish. Okay, I'm told that she's going to try her hand at acting.
Oh.
She's going to be appearing in the horror comedy series Swarm. Okay, Swarm debuted last week, streaming on Amazon Prime. Now, joining Billy in the cast is the lady with a magic name, Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris.
Oh, wow.
Paris Jackson, yeah. Now, the main star in this is Dominique Fishback. She plays a character called Dre, a woman who's obsessed with a world-famous pop star, kind of based on Beyonce.
Okay.
And her obsession leads her to a very, let's just say, dark path across the United States filled with mystery and murder. Now, Billie Eilish plays Eve, and she's a woman-empowered cult leader who takes Dre under her very militant arm. So, Paris Jackson, well, her part in Swarm, she plays a stripper who has an abusive boyfriend. Her character's name is Halsey. So how did they come up with the name Swarm? Well, Beyonce has the beehive.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. See? They're calling it Swarm.
That is funny.
Yep.
All right. Andy Cohen. You know him.
Yep.
He's the dude behind all those Real Housewives shows.
Oh, right.
Now let's be honest, Marcy. Do you watch The Housewives?
I actually don't know.
I don't either. I bet Dan knows them all.
Totally. Yeah.
You better believe
he's hooked. Definitely.
Andy Cohen, he's not happy. He's not happy with the retired Real Housewife Lisa Rinna.
Okay.
For 8 seasons. Okay, she was a mainstay on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Well, now she is shopping a 30-minute talk show using the exact same format as Andy's talk show. In fact, the rumor is that Lisa wants to go head-to-head against Andy's show. The same kind of show, interviewing celebrities every now and then, but mostly having Q&A sessions with all of Andy's Real Housewives from all of the Housewives shows. And Andy feels that she is biting the hand that fed her. And, yeah, I think so. He revived her career that was bigger bomb than her lips. Okay? You've seen her lips. She's had her lips inflated.
Right.
Okay.
All right, for you fans of James Corden, I want you to circle April 27th. That's the date for his last late-night talk show on CBS.
Right.
And his last guests will be Will Ferrell and Harry Styles. Now, they're saying there'll be some surprises. Okay, I'll tell you two of the surprises, if you promise you won't tell anybody.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, Puff Daddy, and also the girl group Blackpink.
Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah, they will be part of the last karaoke carpool. Yeah. And I say don't be surprised. See, Tom Cruise and the guy that used to be called Prince Harry, they both have become friends.
Okay.
All right, one more bad news for fans of the hit show Yellowstone. It appears it won't be a hit much longer. Now, we've talked about this over the last few weeks, and it appears that the last half of the show's fifth season will be its last. The show's creator, Tyler Sheridan, announced that he's pulling the plug on the show.
Huh.
And if you're looking for someone to blame, all fingers are pointed at Kevin Costner.
Oh, wow.
Well, he and Sheridan have bumped heads beyond repair. Now, so much so, as I predicted, you remember a few Fridays ago, I said that they would kill off Costner's character, John Dutton. And I have a feeling that's what's going to happen. You know, in Hollywood, ego is everything, and nobody has a bigger ego than Kevin Costner. And he has met his match with Taylor Sheridan, so these two bulldogs, they're not backing off, and they're forgetting they're going to put hundreds of people out of work. And also, what about us fans who really enjoy the show?
Yeah.
And yes, I say us, because you guys remember, years ago, I was probably one of the first people to tell you,
yeah,
this is really going to be a big show. Remember that, Dan?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, I'm still going to stay with the prediction that it will come back in a different format of sorts with Matthew McConaughey taking over the lead.
Ah, okay.
And you know what I said? They have to have Cole Hauser and Kelly Riley. In fact, I'm going to suggest Kelly Riley is a very real housewife of Montana. Andy Cohen, she's mine. Jack off.
There you go.
There we go. You got me hungry. I got to find an Arby's.
Okay.
I will see you Friday. I am the real Jimmy Hollywood.
Thanks, Jimmy.